News out of McGill University, what most Quebecers and Vermonters have always suspected, maple syrup is magic. Okay, not quite magic, but a group of researchers led by Professor Natalie Tufenji have discovered that maple syrup extract can enhance the effectiveness of antibiotics. This research is preliminary, but it could lower the amount of antibiotics needed to treat bacterial infections. Here's Professor Tufenji explaining how her research was done.
We bought some maple syrup from the market, and we brought it back to the laboratory. And the first thing we did is we basically extracted like a slice out of the maple syrup. So we took out the water and the sugar, and we're really just looking at this slice, these specific compounds inside the maple syrup. And we were interested to see if these compounds might have actually an antimicrobial effect, so whether they would kill bacteria. And when we did those first sets of experiments, we didn't see much of an antimicrobial effect. We saw that this maple syrup extract that we prepared wasn't really killing the bacteria. So next we said, well, let's see what happens if we actually combine this maple syrup extract with an antibiotic, Cipro. It's just a general antibiotic that's commonly used for different kinds of bacterial infections. And that's when we saw some really exciting results. When we combined the maple syrup extract with this antibiotic, we found that you actually need a lot less antibiotic to get the same kill or treatment. So you basically kill off the bacteria with a lot less antibiotic when you have that maple syrup extract there. It's basically giving it a boost.
How does it do that?
It does it by a couple of different interesting mechanisms. Bacteria have this skin around them. It's called a membrane. The skin kind of protects the bacteria, keeps what's inside, like the DNA, for example, inside, and it keeps toxins and other things that you don't want inside the bacteria to stay outside. And in order for an antibiotic to work, to do its magic, it needs to cross this skin or this membrane and get inside the bacteria. And the first thing we found is when we exposed our bacteria to this maple syrup extract, it actually made their skin or their membrane more permeable. It made it easier for the antibiotic to get into the bacteria.
What was it about maple syrup that made you even try this experiment in the first place?
We had read some work coming out of another laboratory in Rhode Island where they had found that maple syrup extract had anti-carcinogenic properties. So that led us to think, perhaps maple syrup extracts might have antimicrobial properties. And it's well known that maple syrup and maple products such as bark have been used by Native Americans for many decades, in kind of natural treatments and remedies. So we were kind of curious to look at it from that angle, but from a more science-based perspective.
You mentioned that this is still in the beginning stages. You were testing this hypothesis, but not doing testing on humans. This isn't something that is immediately applicable to humans.
Exactly.
So what are the next steps in research to get it there?
Right now, what we're looking at is making sure that these extracts, because they're really concentrated extracts of certain molecules in the maple syrup. For example, you'd have to eat a lot of maple syrup to get the concentrations of these compounds that we're working with. And so what we really want to make sure is that these extracts are safe to humans at the concentrations that we're working at. So first we'll do some experiments in the lab using human cells that we can grow in the lab. And once we see that that's safe and positive results, then we can do some experiments in animals to make sure that everything works well in an animal model. And then once we've proven that, we can move on to a clinical trial.
So you're looking at several years at the very least.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How much maple syrup would you have to drink? Because, you know, I think there are people who say, well, I'd be happy to do that.
You know what? I haven't even done the calculation because I think it would be just a ridiculous amount. The idea is that if we can demonstrate that this extract works in a clinical application, then you could see it potentially as a combination drug. You know, added with antibiotics in an antibiotic-type capsule, that would be effective. You wouldn't have to be drinking gallons of maple syrup to get the effect.
But the main idea here, or the one of the reasons that you're most excited about this, Dr. Fenji, is that this may help us lower the amount of antibiotics we are putting into our bodies?
Exactly. That's the big message, and that's what's exciting for us, because the spread of antimicrobial resistance globally is a major public health threat. And so there's definitely a major motivation for us to try and identify how we can improve the performance of antibiotics that already exist.
Are you doing other work with maple, or is this the main focus of your energies with these extracts?
Right now, this is the main focus of our work. I've also done quite a bit of work on cranberry extracts. We think we identified one of the key mechanisms how cranberry extracts might actually help to prevent urinary tract infections. So that has also been keeping us very busy and excited.
Would you mind revealing what that is?
Absolutely. So bacteria also have this little tail that allows them to swim around. And this is how they spread. So once you get a bacterial infection, they use this little tail to kind of swim around. And you can imagine that they'll use this tail to swim up the urinary tract. They also use this little tail that they have to attach inside the bladder, for example, or inside the urinary tract. So this tail is quite important to the bacteria when they're infecting, especially in urinary tract infection. And interestingly, we found that when we expose bacteria to different cranberry extracts, they're actually unable to make this tail, or they can make very short tails, and they're just not able to swim around as efficiently. And they also wouldn't be able to attach, for example, inside a bladder as effectively. So we were really excited because we thought, well, that might be the key mechanism or the answer to why cranberry juice has been linked with reduced urinary tract infection.
You know, I was joking a minute ago about how many gallons of maple syrup would you have to drink, or similarly, we could ask about, you know, how much cranberry. But in all seriousness, when you look at these natural properties that a lot of the foods that we eat or minerals that we ingest have, and then you're looking at this from a sort of a clinical perspective, taking these extracts, using just parts of these substances, how do you think these natural properties, when we ingest them in normal amounts, have any effect on our bodies?
Well, it's difficult to say because these extracts, like you say, or these compounds that are present in the fruit and in the syrup, they get transformed, right? As we digest them, there's a lot of changes that happen to these molecules. So it's not clear how the results from a lab study can be translated to actual, you know, real life. But it's still pretty exciting when we see that it does have a very dramatic effect in the lab. So it's kind of logical at least to expect that it would have some effect in the human body unless it gets completely eliminated or completely digested and completely removed, changed from its original form.
How do you counsel people, though, who might hear this and then run out to their health food store and buy the unregulated cranberry capsules that they can buy, you know, in the vitamin aisle and think that, well, I heard this on VPR, you know, I heard cranberry is the solution?
Well, I think we have to be careful about what we what we're saying, right? I mean, everything we've done so far has really been laboratory studies. You know, we haven't done clinical studies, and so I can't speak for that aspect. You know, I can't go out and say, well, yes, this will definitely prevent infections or treat infections. That's not what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to understand is if there is a real effect, then what would be the mechanism? You know, how is it actually doing this? And that's what we're trying to understand in our laboratory experiments. Because if we can better understand how it works, then we can better potentially in the future implement it in a clinical application.
Well, Dr. Tufenci, thank you so much for telling us about your work.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Natalie Tufenci is lead researcher on a study that shows maple syrup extract may help boost the effectiveness of antibiotics. She's an associate professor and the Canada Research Chair in the Department of Chemical Engineering at McGill University in Montreal.